Genesis 12, verses 10 to 20. We have here the record of Abraham being tried in his experience, stumbling, falling, failing. And the honesty of Scripture here, recording this for us, this great man, this towering giant in Scripture, falling here, Abraham in Egypt. Abraham is the man of faith in Scripture. This is his major part. This is his role. He is used in Scripture as the great head of the faithful. God gave him this tremendous covenant. And he is spoken of in the New Testament, the New Covenant, as the man of faith, the friend of God, he's called, in the Old Covenant. But he falls. He stumbles. He fails on the point of faith. And the Scripture is honest about this. It speaks of these failures, these errors, these sins, these stumblings of such great men. David fell. Moses too. And again, like Abraham, Moses failed in his strongest point. Abraham fails at the point of faith. Moses, the prophet who led Israel out of Egypt. Moses, the prophet who on Sinai was given the law for Israel by God. The meekest man on the earth failed at the point of meekness. I say again, the honesty, the reality of Scripture. Let us look at this here as is recorded in Genesis 12, 10 to 20. Abraham runs into trial. There was a famine in the land. Hunger. Here is a godly man. He is walking by faith. He's obeyed God. And God brings him into famine. For it is God who is sovereign, who brings Abraham into famine. Do not believe the prosperity gospel preachers, that if you obey God, you'll get the best of everything. Nothing will ever go wrong. There'll be no illnesses, triumph, success everywhere. It is not so. Faith must be tried. And Abraham's faith is tried here. And he's brought into trial in famine. Man, all men, unbelievers too, as well as believers, all men are born to this. Man is born to trouble. As the sparks fly upward. Afflictions, sorrows, setbacks, disappointments, sufferings come, even to the godly. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. If you're going through trouble today, brother or sister, don't say, oh, the Lord is against me. Indeed, you could argue the other way. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 to 7. Faith must be tried to prove it's genuine. Grace must be tried. God says so. In his word. And it's happened here with Abraham. But he fails. May God give us grace to learn from Abraham's failure. So that when we go through trial, not if, but when, even now as maybe you are passing through trial, we may learn from Abraham. And learn from his mistake and sin and error and falling and stumbling. And avoid the same. Well, he's tried. But he doesn't grumble. There's a good point. There's no record of any grumbling. But where does he fail? Well, it seems to me in two parts. He plans, and as far as I can see, he doesn't pray. We'll go down to Egypt. Indeed, I notice in the reading of it, it comes just very bluntly. Now, there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while, because the famine was severe. There's no record that he prayed. And so he walks not by faith then, that's all I can say here. He had obeyed God in coming out from Ur of the Chaldees, but now he seems to be going on his own steam and making his own way and planning his way out of trouble. That's the record here. God deliver us from it. And when he's going into Egypt, he schemes. He fears man. Look, he says, you're a beautiful woman, he says to his wife. Now I know what they're saying, I know what they're doing. Let's plan this, and let's do the other, and we'll work the scheme out, and we'll plan it all out, and we'll avoid trouble. You see, he's planning and scheming. But the man of faith is not trusting God here. This it seems to me. I can see this in Scripture, but I speak to myself. I know that I can fail through lack of faith. And how does he fail? He fails by sinning, by lying. He says, we'll plan and scheme and we'll say that you are my sister and you are not my wife. Say that you are my sister so that I will be treated well for your sake and my life will be spared because of you. So he's lying. Well, it's a half-truth anyway. And notice he's thinking of number one, Abram. What about Sarah? She would have no thought for her, no care for her, no concern for her. Think well of me, that's what I want them to do. What would happen to Sarah? So he lies in his way out of trouble. But of course it all comes to nothing. In God dealing with Pharaoh, the way is made clear for Pharaoh to see that Abraham had been lying to him. Of course, Abraham gains and he might think everything's going well in my way. He was treated well by Pharaoh. And Abraham acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, men servants and maid servants and camels. He did very well out of his lies and schemes. And he thought everything was going well, no doubt. But the Lord was in it. And the Lord was afflicting and inflicting trouble on Pharaoh. And the trouble came to the surface. Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? And so on. And Abraham is humiliated here and rebuked by a pagan. Why do you say it? Now then, here's your wife. Take her and go. And he was booted out in humiliation from Egypt, rebuked by a pagan. He had prospered, but he had lied, and he had failed, and he had stumbled, and he had fallen. How are the mighty fallen? The gold has become dim. But finally, of course, we can say that God worked it all for good, and all things did in the end work according to God's sovereign purpose. But I would not have this point to overrule all the rest. Abraham failed. He was responsible and he sinned. And he brought humiliation upon himself and disgrace to the name of God. And he lied and he thought of himself. And all that is wrong. God is sovereign, yes. And he does bring all things in the end for good. But we can suffer loss through it. 1 Corinthians 3, we can be saved so as by fire, but our works can be burned up. May God give us grace, brothers and sisters, to learn from this in our troubles and trials and afflictions, which will surely come. Not to grumble, that's a good point from Abraham, but to pray and to rest and trust in God's providence. Yes, we have to use our minds. But it seems to me that Abraham here stumbles over into planning for himself, lying and scheming his way out. God deliver us from it. May we learn not to judge the Lord either by troubles or by prosperity. May we rely upon his word interpreted to us by his Spirit. May we not bring his name and ourselves into humiliation in the eyes of pagans by our lies and schemes and sins. May we trust in the Lord. And may he bring good out of everything. Thank you, praise to God, that he records this in his word. He's honest. We see of David's fall. We hear of Peter's betrayal and so on, or denial and so on. We're not, these things are not hidden from us. We know Peter denied his Lord. We know that David stumbled. We know that Moses fell. We know that Abraham fell. We're all men of sin and We need forgiveness and we need the Spirit of God to help us to walk with God day by day. And in these troubles and trials, brothers and sisters, may we keep our eye upon God in Christ by the Spirit. Trials will come. May we not fail and stumble. May we not lie and scheme our way out of trouble. May we not bring the name of the Lord into contempt. May we trust in God's providence and rely upon him and obey his word. May it be so. Amen.